You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg, I've got the S&P 500 futures down around about 50 points at the moment. 50 points, not 5, not 15, but 50 points. Big, big story, this trade news, as we spoke about this morning on the opening.
Yeah, you know, when we were debating with Nick Kunze, and you know, I was sort of high-fiving each other, you know, metaphorically,
yes,
when the markets didn't really collapse that afternoon. But Nick turns out he called it correctly.
He's a clever chap, Nick Kunze. We'll probably have a Friday session with him tomorrow just to sort of dissect what has been going on. But it really seems as though there's something going on. And if, in fact, you go to strictlybusinesspodcast.com or sharenet.co.za, there are two interviews I've conducted this afternoon. One is with John Stopford from Investec Asset Management in London, and the other one is with Michael Power, investment strategist at Investec Asset Management in Cape Town, both about the US trade negotiations with China, and both have different perspectives but come to the same conclusion. In other words, things are going to get worse.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you talk to people, I was talking to a sort of half client in London saying, surely that Trump will look at what he's done here, what he's broken in the markets, and go, we better do a trade deal of some sort here. Otherwise, this sell-off, you know, it could get quite serious. So the market is calling his bluff, very much so, you know, and saying, right, well, this is the game you want to play. You know, the markets will come off sharply and, you know, ball's in your court.
Okay, give us the indexes if we can, because we need to have a look at this, because I'm looking at the all share and it's down over 2%, which is a really big move, probably one of the biggest moves of the year.
Yeah, brace yourself for some ugly numbers. Your banks down 2.66, financials down 2.5, industrials down 1.9, retailers down 2.36. Gold shares even damaged share down 1.6. Ooh, platinum down 5%.
Wow.
Resources down 2.72, and then you said all share down 2.6, just 1,548 points low, 56,496. And haven't we given up all the hard work that we've put in so far this year?
Yeah, indeed. And that's the way it happens, isn't it? The markets go grind their way higher, but then they precipitously fall in a short space of time. Greg, this has been long overdue. But anyway, let's hope it doesn't continue. Let's hope this is just a once-off. Top five major movers on the day: Socosun, Brait, Goldfields, Mediclinic, and RCL on the upside. Any stories there associated with those share price moves?
Yeah, I just don't know where to start. But maybe with the With the break, that was a bit of a sell-off late afternoon. But all the London-facing stocks seem to be under a bit of pressure now. But it was like the worst kind of day, you know, to put out any sort of numbers. Because even if you had good news, your share price would have got trimmed back in the sell-off.
On the downside, we've got Sappi at the top of the list. At around about lunchtime, I was going to phone you, actually, and do a proper sort of midday wrap-up, but for some reason I lost enthusiasm for that. But it was down around about 12%, closing down nearly 9% on the day. I mean, Sappi is a stalwart of the JSE.
Yeah, funny enough, there were some murmurs, you know, last week someone was saying to me that they thought the numbers might be quite bad. That second quarter results for in March were released at 9 o'clock this morning. And initially, the share price had been on quite a big run, but down 8.5%. So it really got cluttered. I had a few clients trying to, we call it catch a falling knife, trying to pick the bottom today.
Yes.
And, an hour later getting stopped out, really. So, surprisingly aggressive sell-off on that one. I'm just looking at others in the sector as well. Mondi also down and just close to 1.5% as well.
Sibanye down nearly 5%. Anglo American Platinum down 3.75%. Dis-Chem down 3.7%. And ShopRite down 3.6%. Not many of the big shares have been spared today.
Yeah, and it's just general on Anglo Platinum, that Sibanye story. I think we might have seen, certainly maybe for the next 18 months, a high on that palladium that was fueling all of these rallies, and almost sort of all the other resources were sort of trading off back of a stronger oil price. Mr. Trump has put the skids into that, and I mean, palladium now trading 1289. So almost the market's always discounting the future. And when it sees a commodity like palladium falling this aggressively, it presumes that, this is the beginning of a trend and we're going to see $30, $40 down every day for the next while. So market's pricing in some real negativity on the resource side.
Do you think we might be seeing the bottom here, Greg, or do you think that this is the start of something more significant?
I was going back to Mr. Trump. I just think he's gonna look at this, and like Nick Pinzer was saying, wherever he does trade, cover all his shorts, and do a trade deal with China to rescue the markets.
I put that theory forward. I think that people, there's one particular commentator I have that says, you know, he's very, very intelligent. He's got a high IQ but a low EQ. Now, of course, this is just complete bunk. I mean, intellectual quotient I can understand, or intelligence quotient I can understand. Emotional quotient, I don't understand at all. I don't think Trump has any sort of quotient, and I've been very vociferous in my prognostications on this front. I think he is stupid at every single level. I don't think he knows what on earth he's doing.
Well, I mean, I think I did email you that article yesterday. It was in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, one of the two. And they managed to get hold of some much older tax records. Obviously, his current tax records, he's hiding away. But, I mean, they more or less came to the conclusion, so say from around 84 to 91,
yeah,
he lost more money than any other American citizen. And at that point, there were 260 million Americans. So it's quite a feat in its own to beat that lot out.
Yeah.
But as an individual. But what I think what they were saying, if you read through the article carefully, is he might be the master of sort of taking the tax code in the U.S. and sort of using it, sort of wrangling his way around, you know, declaring Chapter 11 just at the right moment, and then your creditors have to back off, and then you rescue a business. But certainly not the Warren Buffett way of making money, for sure.
Greg, let's have a look at the international markets if we can at the moment, because I did allude to the fact that the S&P 500 futures were, let's have a look here, around about 50 points weaker. If I can just get my sharenet.co.za spots free data. The Rand, remarkably strong considering that there is a risk off trade at the moment. 14.41, the dollar Rand, British pound against the Rand 18.76, Euro Rand 16.19, and the Euro dollar 112.35. So the Euro getting stronger, the dollar getting weaker. Let's have a look at the gold price. The gold price is, it's up from $85 to $12.86. The platinum price is $8.51, which is down 10. And palladium, we spoke about that this morning, $12.85, which is $22 weaker from yesterday, with the oil price having bounced back above 70, Greg, to 70.32. Is it just me, or is my trade of the month sell the Rand?
You would think so, and I think it's very interesting that we've picked up on that. But very often when you speak to these people who have been in the market a long time and say, it's overnight, the Dow's fallen 300, 400, and you ring them up and say, do you think we're going to collapse today? And they say, if the Rand is holding, then it shows that this is just short-term weakness, and you know, there will be a sell-off, but eventually it will recover. So I think it's encouraging how strong that Rand's been. And it's always, you know, it's always a conundrum with this Rand. You would think it would be a lot weaker with all this uncertainty, but here it is at 14.41. And, I mean, we have seen worse levels even in the last couple of weeks. So remarkably strong.
Greg Davies, thanks so much for your time this evening. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.